لله ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا فسد أهل الشام فلا خير فيكم وفي رواية فإنها خيرة الله في الأرض وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our nourisher, our creator, our sustainer. And all the choices and the best of salawat and rahmat and barakat be upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Today being the day of Jum'ah, Yawmul Jum'ah, let us remind ourselves of the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that from amongst the great teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was none other than the day of Jum'ah. So, given the present situation around us, locally and globally, whether it's in KwaZulu-Natal, or whether in other parts of the country, or around the globe, you find that selecting a topic for the day of Jumu'ah, for the Jumu'ah platform, this has become a great challenge indeed. So you find, if we just look around us, then we can find that there are many things to discuss. For example, the drought that is affecting the other parts of the country, especially Cape Town, where people, as they say there's approximately 50 days left of water. So you find that this is something which we can talk about. But another ongoing challenge which this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is facing on a daily basis and every single day, it is a war against Islam, is the ongoing Palestinian crisis, which is really, it is affecting each and every single Muslim, whether you realize it or not. This is something which is really affecting us to the core. And you find time and time again, we as a Muslim ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are faced with this great dilemma, that when it comes to Masjid al-Aqsa and Palestine, then you find then we are tested. This is a test, this is a trial, this is a tribulation against each and every single one of us. Every single person who believes in the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is a trial against you. This is a affliction against the ummah. And you find that lately, those who have, have seen or read anything that has passed your minds or your thoughts or you have read anything in the media, or in the news regarding Palestine, then you find that now it has become to such a stage that the forces of Batil, especially the Kuffar and the enemies, the Jews, they have taken a very, very bold stance against the Muslim Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially with regards to Palestine. And they have become so in their thoughts and in their doings and their actions and their statements, that it has rocked the hearts of each and every single Muslim, and each and especially the hearts of those who have their hearts attached to Masjid al-Aqsa and Palestine. You find that now it has become such that it has casted many doubts in the hearts of many. And you find many people, they might be thinking that, what is there if they have to move the main they mean a headquarters into Jerusalem, and they have to regard that as the main state. So you find that many people, many Muslims will ask the question. And really, wallahi al-azim, this is the doubts that have been casted in the minds of many, many Muslimin, that why such a big issue with regards to Masjid al-Aqsa? I mean, it's just one masjid, and we all know, from the time we have been brought up, it's always Haramain Sharifain, Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah al-Munawwarah. So this is a question, this is the doubt that every single Muslim, it's now cropping up in the minds of people, that why such a Jerusalem and that small West Bank? What's the big issue? What's the whole deal? So you find this is the questions which each and every single person might be thinking to himself. And then also, many people might be thinking that how important is this to us? That how important is this Masjid al-Aqsa to us as Muslims? Because we all know, when we go to Haramain Sharifain, when we go to for Hajj, we go to Makkah al-Mukarramah. And then if we have to visit, then we have to visit to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Rawdah Mubarak. So this is the thoughts that people are thinking, that why all the big fuss, why all the big issue regarding this? So inshallah for today, inshallah, our topic inshallah for today, briefly we will try to discuss a few pertinent and important fazail and virtues regarding Masjid al-Aqsa and Palestine. You find obviously it's totally impossible, wallahi al-azim, it is impossible to discuss the details with regards to the importance of this great Mubarak land. And you find, wallahi al-azim, one, just to choose one Jummah, just to speak about this on this one Yom al-Jummah, to discuss a few pertinent things regarding it, wallahi al-azim, this can never do justice. Wallahi al-azim, this can never do justice to the amount of bloodshed and the amount of sacrifices that this ummah has made for this place, for this Mubarak place, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has termed in the Quran, Mubarakan, that this place of Masjid al-Aqsa is a place of barakah. So Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala he once asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which was the very first masjid, which was the very first masjid which was ever built on planet Earth. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, first masjid that was ever built was Ka'batullah, which is in Makkah al-Mukarramah. So Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala then asks Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh Nabi Allah, then which, after Ka'batullah, which was the second masjid that was ever built on planet Earth? So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answers that it was Masjid al-Aqsa. It was Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. That very masjid which is situated in Palestine. So then Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala, he poses the third question, that what was the duration of the building and the construction of these two masjids? What was the duration and the time, the time period between Ka'batullah and Masjid al-Aqsa? So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answers, it was Arba'ina yawman, Arba'ina aman. It was 40 years, the duration of the building and the construction of the Kaaba and Masjid al-Aqsa was 40 years. So you find, if you understand this hadith in totality, you will realize that the second oldest masjid in the history of Islam was none other than the masjid of Masjid al-Aqsa. So, amongst the historians and the mu'arrikhin, there exists a academic debate as to which Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had built Masjid al-Aqsa. And you find that amongst the ulama, there is difference of opinion. And you know, we won't delve much into this. So you find just briefly, amongst the ulama, some ulama, they state and they say, and they write in their kitabs, that it was Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. That Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was the first person to build Masjid al-Aqsa. And then some ulama, they state that no, it was Sam bin Nuh. And who was Sam bin Nuh? Sam bin Nuh was the son of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And we all know what happened was that massive flood that had taken up the entire earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent revelation to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam that go and build an ark. So you find after that, you find it was Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, etc., that they had built Ka'batullah. And some ulama say that it was Sam bin Nuh, it was the son of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, who had built Masjid al-Aqsa. Then according to some ulama, they state Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And some ulama, they state it was Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And in a few riwayats and a few ahadith and narrations, it has been narrated. And Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam is also from amongst the names that were given, that who were those who had built the Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. So just briefly to understand this, and just you know, for us to know, and for information purposes, and this will suffice, is that there were different phases and stages of the building of Masjid al-Aqsa. And one reference which is given in Nasa'i Sharif is from amongst the six authentic ahadith kitabs which the ahadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been recorded, is that one reference that has been given is Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, it has been narrated that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he built Masjid al-Aqsa with the help of the jinnat. And this also has been recorded in the Quran Sharif. So, it has been narrated in Nasa'i Sharif that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates that when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa sallam completed the building of Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa sallam requested three du'as from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the first du'a was that, O Allah, grant me, O Allah, bless me with such intellect and such intelligence that my judgment will be absolutely correct. And you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has mentioned and has made praise regarding the judgment and the intellect of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا. We had granted hikmat and wisdom and sound reasoning to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is the first dua which Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had begged Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala after completing the imarat and the construction of Masjid al-Aqsa. Then the second dua which Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had requested from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was that, O Allah, grant me such a kingdom second to none. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam such a kingdom that Allah mentions in the Quran that mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di, that Allah had granted him such a kingdom that was second to none. And then the third dua which Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had requested from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala after completing the construction of Masjid al-Aqsa was that, O Allah, whosoever comes to Masjid al-Aqsa with the sole intention of performing salah in this masjid, then let him return home in such a state, كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must return him to his home in such a state that just like the day he was born, just like the day he was born, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must forgive all his sins and he must return home sinless. So you find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith of Nasa'i Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that with regards to the first two du'as, of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah definitely accepted it. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam mentions, with regards to the third dua, I have hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also accept this dua. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various places, in many places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of the vicinity of Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. And this Mubarak and blessed land of Palestine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 15th juz of the Quran, in 15th para, in the just beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah, Allah begins the para, that Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina. That we had granted barakah, we had granted blessings and barakah around this place, around this blessed place of Palestine. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another portion of the Quran, Allah has mentioned, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا. That Allah has granted barakah, Allah had granted blessings to this blessed place of Palestine and this blessed place of Masjid al-Aqsa. And you all know the famous incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. You find Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was a very jalali person. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when the time had approached for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to leave the world, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had dispatched and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Malakul Maut. So Malakul Maut was sent to take away the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And we all know the famous incident, there's no time to go into the details. But Musa alayhi salatu wasalam fisted the angel of death. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was sent to take away the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Malakul Maut was sent to take away the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And instead of taking away the life, he was fisted, he received one. So you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Malakul Maut goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَرْسَلْتَنِي إِلَىٰ عَبْدٍ لَا يُرِيدُ الْمَوْتِ. That you have sent me to such a servant that this servant doesn't even want to pass away. He doesn't want to leave the world. So the time had come that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he realized and he agreed that, you know, now it definitely time has come to leave this world and to leave this earthly world. So he made one request that, O Allah, before I leave this world, my one request, my one burning desire in my heart that exists in my heart is that now, before my final moments, O Allah, grant me the tawfiq that I go back to Baytul Maqdis and back to Masjid al-Aqsa and Palestine. And I spend my last few moments in this great, blessed, Mubarak land of Masjid al-Aqsa. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we all know, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the incident of Mi'raj, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he goes from Masjid al-Haram, in Ka'batullah, right to Masjid al-Aqsa. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the hadith mentions, that we entered Masjid al-Aqsa. And there, present were all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam put me forward. And then the request was made that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam should perform salah in front of all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. So you find without doubt we all know the great fazilat of Haramain Sharifain, Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. We all know without doubt that if a person, he performs one salah, just one salah in the Ka'batullah, Allah grants him the reward of 100,000 salah. Allah grants him the reward of 100,000 salah. And if a person performs one salah in the great masjid of Masjid al-Nabawi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that this person, he will be granted the reward of 50,000 salah. 50,000 salah. But Masjid al-Aqsa, that same place which has been casted doubts in our minds, that, you know, what is all the fuss about? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that this is the only place upon planet Earth where all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam right till Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, every single Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they were present in this one very given moment. And you find Hakim Akhtar Saab rahmatullahi alayhi, very great wali of his time, he in his poem, in his one poem, he mentions, whilst he was making tawaf of the Kaabatullah, he says, mere qismat kaha hai tawaf haram jis zameen par chale the nabi ke kadam, that every single nabi from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, they all visited Makkatul Mukarrama, they all had visited the vicinity of the Kaabatullah. But he says, but there is one masjid where all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was present. And what he says, that place is none other than Masjid al-Aqsa. So this is the closeness, that love, which that burning desire in our heart, and to preserve this great Masjid al-Aqsa. This is the closeness which is present in our hearts, in the heart of each and every single Muslim. You know, there is a statement of Mulana Umar Palampuri rahmatullah alayh, that he says that once he met a Jewish rabbi, and the Jewish rabbi, he says that we will only fear the Muslims when the masjid of Masjid al-Aqsa is filled to the brim. Just like how it is filled for Jummah Salah, it must be filled for every single Fajr Salah. So this is a statement, 100%, the statement is 100% correct. But remember, this statement is also for me and you also. This is also a reminder for me and you, for each and every single Muslim, that every single day our muazzineen amongst us, they are also waiting for us to fill the masjids for Fajr Salah. Just like how it is important for them to fill their Fajr Salah, it is also important for us Muslimin around the global ummah to also fill the Fajr Salah of the masjid. So you find that with regards to the virtues of the people, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in brevity, that إِذَا فَسَدَ أَهْلُ الشَّامِ فَلَا خَيْرَ فِيكُمْ, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in another riwayat, فَإِنَّهَا خِيرَةُ اللَّهِ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that the cream of Allah's creation is the people of Sham. And the ulama write that the residents of Sham is also the people of Masjid al-Aqsa. So you find that these are the cream of the crop of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to sincerely remember these people in our du'as. Wallahi al-azim. It is a sad reality that, you know, we have restricted our ummah, our efforts as an ummah to social media. And all the sacrifice and the qurbani that we are making for these people, we have just restricted it to social media, whether it is, Twitter or Facebook or WhatsApp. You know, let us for a moment think about it. You know, let the reality dawn upon us. Let us just take out the Ameen of social networking. And let us take out that one broadcast that we do, and that updates, and that profile pictures. What are we left with as a Muslim ummah? What are we doing for these people? What are we really sincerely doing for these people on a daily basis? We are doing nothing. We are doing nothing. Let us take out that Ameen. And we are doing nothing for these people. So that is why, let us up our efforts. Really our efforts has been restricted to one small screen. So, you know, let us give some sadaqah on behalf of these people. And let us perform 2 rakat salah and make dua for these people. Because wallahi al-azim, I'll end off on this one statement. Masjid al-Aqsa is ours. This war which they are facing on a daily basis, they are fighting the war on our behalf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this tawfiq to practice upon whatever we mentioned. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.